There's a picture going around right now. It's pretty damn special. Have you seen this, B?
Uh-uh. Oh, yeah.
Doug Williams posted to Instagram a picture of him, Michael Vick, and Jaden Daniels.
That's sweet right there.
I saw Jaden posted the Vick jersey, a signed Vick jersey on his Instagram. I don't know what the occasion was that Vick was in the building. Maybe he's calling the game this weekend. Lanville, see if you can figure that out. Maybe Mike Vick is now working with Fox and is working the game.
He
this
does some stuff with Fox.
I'm pretty sure it's Greg Olson.
So if it's Greg Olson this weekend, maybe Mike Vick does pre or post or something.
Possibly.
I don't know. My guess is so the Commanders then tweeted out the photo of Jaden, Doug, and Mike Vick, and it says this Sunday on NFL on Fox. There's somebody I can text to figure that out, but I'm not going to text while I'm on the air, Lanfield, because I'm locked in, baby.
Right.
That's a lie, bro.
You can stop that lie right now, dude.
I mean, as you sit there and play Candy Crush.
Nope. Uh-huh.
What are you, checking your email?
Yeah, I just had something popped up, so I had to check it. Bro, multitask, that's what I do.
Now, listen, I will
play Candy Crush before the show's over.
Oh, you'll play it before the segment's over. I've coined the hashtag No Fade in Jaden. I'm not going to be scared off by this. Troy Macker's a friend of the program. He does social media for one of the betting websites. Right now he says 84% of the money is split on the Commanders and the Browns. It's a strong public spread play, right?
Mm-hmm.
But 7.6%. Hold on, I'm trying to figure this out. 84% of the money is on the Commanders to cover against the Browns. So that's a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me a little nervous when Vegas desperately needs one side. But who cares about the spread, you know?
Yeah.
The one thing I wanted to go back to with Davante Adams is if they're saying that they're considering trading him, means they're trading him.
Exactly.
Like, what they're considering is trying to slow this thing down so they can still have some leverage.
Yeah.
Because when your coach likes an Instagram post that says he's played his last game for the Raiders, you're not in a great situation there.
And they haven't talked, those two.
Right.
Which means it's probably that ship has probably sailed.
Now, presumably, they got to talk today because they're back at practice. It'll be fascinating.
I've been at practice and never talked to my coach.
Fair. Especially because, I mean, AP's hands-on with the defensive side of the ball. But what would be really interesting is if we get to – now, the Raiders are out west, so that injury report will come out later. But, like, what if all of a sudden it's like DNP illness, DNP rest, like DNP –
You know what that means? That means protecting – Our asset, not letting him get hurt. That's
DNP finger. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If he doesn't practice and it's some kind of injury that seems a little unheard of.
A little weird.
It's probably a little unheard of. All right. Thank you to Heather McDonough. Michael Vick is on the 11 a.m. Fox pregame show with Carissa Thompson and some other people.
Are they going to be here?
Don't know that answer.
We're going to start to have the networks come set up because they want to be close to this thing. They don't know what's happening.
My gut tells me, and again, I don't know, that maybe Vic came to do an interview. Could and be. They, you know, kind of tape it in advance to show on the pregame show this weekend.
I did an event with Mike earlier this year.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. But didn't you do a Super Bowl?
No, me, Mike, and Hester.
Where were you? I remember that.
It was in Tampa area. We did this thing for the flag football.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is when you think about Michael Vick, what do you think about his career?
What's the little thing when you don't complete it?
Incomplete.
Bam. But I think you saw how great he could have been early on. He had a situation, and it came back, and then Andy Reid got him to a point where he was a passer. Like, I always felt like when he was in Atlanta, they were lazy as coaches. They just put a guy out there with extra talent and say, when things happen, if something breaks down, make something happen. Andy Reid made him become a passer.
Yeah. He's talked about in Atlanta, he didn't put the time in either.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when you can really look back and wonder what might have been, could have been. I mean – you know.
If Andy had caught him in his rookie season.
Sure.
Bruh.
Who was it? It was that dude's son, Jim Mora Jr.?
Yeah.
So it was Dan Reeves when he first got to the pros, and then they hired Jim Mora Jr., I believe.
Mm-hmm. You said that dude's son.
I wasn't trying to be rude. Yeah, Jim Mora. I remember when he broke his leg. He was on the cover of Madden and then broke his leg. It was like a huge deal. And then obviously everything happened with the dogs and all that. I think incomplete's a good one. I'd say like unfulfilled. The folks that never saw him, like I don't know if like how much Jeff remembers seeing a guy like Mike Vick. You were just so young. But dude, you remember him at Virginia Tech? It was like, bro, it was unbelievable.
It was like being that guy, just like the guys they spending on football. Why don't they spend? They spending Madden. He was unbelievable at Virginia Tech, dog. He just took over games by himself.
Dude, he was
all the time.
I mean, that national championship game against Florida State, that Florida State team was loaded, and the Hokies had Vic, and he brought him all the way back. I mean, it was the arm strength and then the running ability was just outrageous. And him talking to Jaden, I think, would be really interesting. But you know what perhaps is the best part about Jaden? And DQ mentioned this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He said something to the effect of, this isn't an accident. He works his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that understanding. Dude, because even when Robert was here, he didn't. Kirk worked his ass off but didn't have the natural talent, certainly mm-hmm. the athleticism, the running ability to do more.
They didn't have a meeting room for him to have neither. He had to go to the classroom.
Right. But, like, Kirk had to work at it. He became better. If you go all the way back to 2014 when it was like a three-way competition between Kirk, Colt, and Robert, if Colt could have just stayed healthy, he probably wins that job. You know, like, Kirk worked hard as hell, got better and better. Jaden comes in good as hell and is working at the highest clip possible for a rookie or really for a quarterback. And that's how you win. That's how you win big.
Everyone that has come to me asking me questions about him, my exact thing is, I don't know how good he's going to be. But I can tell you that he's doing everything he can to be great, which means that it's not a guarantee when you put in the work, but if you don't put in the work, the guarantee is that you're not going to be that good.
The
kid puts all the work in.
What I've said for months about Jaden is you never know what's going to happen on the field. Things happen on the field. It's a crazy game. But the dude, the person, you can absolutely believe in.
Yeah.
You can absolutely believe in.
But that's the whole thing. When you can believe in the person, you know the person going to do the things that's necessary to put himself in the best position to succeed. He's doing that. And he's getting out of it what he's putting into it. But like you said, this is a crazy game.